Let's bring in the new coach of the Calgary Flames. Here is Bill Peters from Three Hills, Alberta. How are you?
Very good, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good. You get a key to your office yet?
No, I never lock my office. There's nothing that important in here, so I don't need a key to it.
The only reason I ask you that, I ask you that because what happened when you and I were together in Ottawa and you got to the rink a little bit early and you couldn't get into the room?
Yeah, that got me off guard, right? Because I'm not used to those places being locked. There's not that much high-tech information in there that you got to lock it up.
Let's face it, Bill. When you're with Mallard, something always goes wrong.
Always.
Always.
What do you...
that was a good game that night, though, Darren.
That was... For two teams that were out of it, there's... we had Eric Carlson coming back, and Cam Ward was fantastic.
Yeah. And Ward had a pretty good year and a good finish. I agree.
So you make this change. You leave the Carolina Hurricanes and join the Calgary Flames. First, the decision that went into leaving Carolina, and then why you joined the Calgary Flames.
Well, you know what? The decision to leave Carolina obviously was made. We had an ownership change in the month of January. Ron Francis got reassigned. So obviously then, if you look at it with clear view, you've got a new owner with a new GM coming in at some point. He needs to be able to have the right to hire his own guy and have his coach and start fresh. So once I had realized that, that was the 100% the right thing to do. It was simple. We were in Hockey Canada meetings in St. Louis on a Wednesday, Thursday, got in late that Thursday night flying home, and went in Friday and met with Donnie Waddell and resigned. And Tom and Donnie... we're great through the whole process, and we were able to come to a resolution that I think is fair both ways.
And Calgary, that's a quick turnaround, Bill.
Yeah, a little bit of a quick turnaround. I don't have dates or anything in front of me, but I know they went through the proper channels, and I know Donnie alerted me that they had called and gotten permission to talk to me, so then they started that process, and then... you know, we were able to get something ironed out that was fair both ways. And obviously for me, a little bit of familiarity with the area and lots of confidence in Tree and what he's going to be able to do on the management side of it. And I like the pieces that are already in place on the team.
In my opinion, Bill, you're getting a very similar team with Calgary that you had in Carolina. And I know as a new coach coming in, you know, most times you reach out. Is there any plans to reach out to any of the players, you know, and get a you know, see how things were last year, get a feel?
Well, you know what, I've reached out to most of the players. We had a few of the guys in at the press conference, and some of the guys are in working out here today. So that's no problem getting to see those guys. I've been on the phone trying to track everybody down. Got a text just a while back here. Michael Backlund, I believe, is going to play for Sweden. I'm going to run into him in Copenhagen, so I'll see him and get a visit in face-to-face. Just got off the phone with some of the younger guys. So we're trying to get some things done here, obviously, before I depart. I'm going to leave tomorrow to go over to Riga on our way to Denmark for the World Championship. But a real productive day here so far at the Dome.
Bill, I think anybody who observed the Carolina situation from afar would say not an easy situation, not ownership changing, young players, a lot of draft picks, not a lot of money necessarily for payroll while ownership was changing. But the new owner comes in and clearly decides right away, Ron Francis, and he looks at the team and says this team's underachieving. Do you feel as though with you coaching the Carolina Hurricanes underachieved?
No, I wouldn't say that, and I don't think Tom thought the team was underachieving. In the conversations I've had with him, we didn't talk about that. We talked about where the shortcomings were and what has to happen to shore those up, and now whoever they hire as a GM and everybody else, they'll go about trying to correct some of those things that are, you know, possibly flawed. And it's easy to point at one thing when a team doesn't make the playoffs or struggles, but it's more than one thing. We all know that. It's usually a combination of different factors, and Tom's going to have a plan, and he's going to execute his plan, and you know what, I wish him the best, I really do. I hope it's successful there. Great people in that city, in the Raleigh area, and passionate fans. You know, you want more of them, obviously, but it's a passionate fan base, and it's been there now 20 years, and it's had some success, so I'd love for nothing else than to see them continue to get better and have success. I thought Ronnie did a great job stocking the cupboards there in our 4 years. It was wasn't quite as good as it is now. I think there's some real good pieces there, some young pieces. When you look at the Ahos, the Teravainens, the Hannafins, the Pescis, the Slavins, and the guys down below at the American League level, who we got a little look at the end of the year, I thought came up and played very well. And Warren Fogel, and then Zekoff, and then McCowan came up and played when we were banged up on the back end. So I think it's going in the right direction for sure, and I hope they continue that.
Well, and just to wrap up Carolina before we move on to Calgary, you said there are a couple of things that have to happen. What can you give us a sense of the most important thing that has to happen in Carolina?
No, that's not my job anymore. They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. And everyone can have an opinion. But you know what? It was a great 4 years. I enjoyed my 4 years down there. It's a great area to live. It's a beautiful spot. And lots of good friends with it, in the organization and outside of the organization in there.
Now for yourself, must be exciting. You're an Alberta native. I played in the rivalry. I got to play in the Calgary-Edmonton rivalry. It's one of the best in the league. Both teams took a step back this season. What do you expect, this rivalry to be like next year and for a couple seasons to come here?
Well, I think it's going to be real good. I think it's going to be an intense rivalry. Obviously, the Battle of Alberta, both teams will be hungry to be better next year. Both teams want to work hard to get into the playoffs again. And there'd be nothing better to have a playoff series. So they've got a lot of good pieces. I'm actually going to work with three of them here coming up. We're going to have Nuge. We're going to have McDavid. We're going to have Nurse on that team over there in Denmark. So I'm going to get a first-hand look at two of them. I've already coached Connor McDavid and looking forward to doing it again. And then the script is going to flip a little bit when it comes to September, October, and onward, where I've got to defend against them and my team has to. So just look forward to getting over there with that group when the time is right and representing our country at a high level. And then when we get home, we'll continue to work on what we need to do here in Calgary to get ourselves ready for training camp.
Bill, when we see the Calgary Flames next season, are they going to look different? Are they going to play different than they've been playing in recent season, a different style?
Well, you know what? I can't answer that, and I'm not trying to duck the question. The reason I can't is because I've only seen him a few times. I've seen him face-to-face twice over the last 4 years, but we haven't had time to dive into video. I know Jamie Pringle, the video coach here, is working hard here in the next 36 hours to get me a computer to go over there, so I'm going to be able to look at the way they played on a consistent basis and also get to know the personnel a little better and cut some video. But the last time I watched the team live was right prior to the bye week, and they were on a 6-game winning streak coming through the East and beat us that night. I think it was a Sunday, possibly. Beat us 4-1, sorry, and we're playing very well. So I think the team is capable. We just got to find a level of consistency and shore up a couple areas. I know we have a very good analytics department here that I've spent a little time with. Look forward to spending more time there. And then, Tree and I are going to have to sit down and try and shape this roster, but I'm very confident that we're going to be able to do that.
So when you get this computer, do you get full game tape or the game information?
It's all digital now.
The digital copy of the game, or do they break it down per player kind of thing? I'm just curious what you get to get familiarized with your team.
No, I've asked for certain games. I've asked for some games that are loaded in there, so I'm going to have some full 60-minute games. I'm also going to have some cut-ups, some edits of players, just so I can get a feel for what guys can do and can't do. Familiar with some guys, not as familiar with others. But when you look at the roster, too, there's some exciting players on this roster. So we're going to make sure we supplement that in the offseason, but also max out what we do have here in place already.
Was it your dream to ever coach the Calgary Flames? As an Alberta guy?
You know what? Well, pretty fortunate, right? I don't even know if I let myself dream that way. But lucky to have a job in the National Hockey League. There's only 31 of them currently, possibly moving to 32 here in the short term. But lucky to have one of the 31 and to be able to do it in your home province is really, really special for me.
When you were in Carolina, it was nice to catch up with you every now and then. Now you're going to be sick of us. Going to talk to you all the time.
You guys are quality guys. Never get sick of quality guys and talking hockey.
Yeah, have a good trip overseas, and congratulations. Really happy for you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys. Be good.